allowed to recite poems about well, I've kind of divided things into three sections. Work, war, and love. So since that last poem I recited had an office setting, I think I'll recite some work poems. This one is called Elegy for a Gifted Child. This is for all English department majors who wind up in advertising. And it's a double poem. It's an elegy and a counter-elegy. Elegy for a Gifted Child. Ephemeron, it's over. All the scales of the clock faces are so heavy with life, so loaded to capacity with eyelids and lashes, that they have come around again to zero midnight, since you were no Faust at noon, no Mephistopheles at midnight will reward your prayers with hell and its continuous distraction. It's just all over, Ephemeron. Counter-elegy. Oh no, I go on doing what I have to do because I do it. I sat and sat there counting one plus one plus one while all the rest was somewhere else, playing in the tripe of a living horse and stroking its great eyes. This took time. Then, at the end of that eternity, they gave me $60, less taxes and dues, and said, come back tomorrow. There is always work to do. It was night. I went out. Oh, I got stewed, screwed, and tattooed. My skin red, I love my mother, in a heart pierced by a naked sword. Weak in the needling, it was there for all life long in the bent branch of my arm. You think I just went off like a bomb and was over, but it has seemed long to me, slow as the explosion of the whole life of the tree in which the birds evolved, each singing out its songs.